Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back. Junkies coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan. It's funny. We just had Cowboy Todd on the show.
Yes.
And I've told the story before on the air, but years and years ago when we were still in Fairfax, and there was a group of us that went out to lunch a lot. It was usually me, Cakes, Brett, and CK.
Yeah.
I vividly remember Brett saying one time, he's like, we need to get new characters. Because at the time, we were always having Drunk Mike, Cowboy Todd, and Sacktown Mike.
Yeah.
Now, Sacktown's kind of gone away. Drunk Mike has kind of gone away. Cowboy we hear from time to time.
That's about it.
But Cowboy Todd calls into the show.
No doubt.
And I don't know if it's because he wants his ADs, but all of a sudden I get a text message from Drunk Mike.
Oh, so now they're all coming out.
Now, Drunk Mike is just filling us in. He said, listen to yesterday's episode.
That's right.
This morning. So he's a day behind.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, your boy Mel Kiper,
mm-hmm.
We were speculating where he lives.
Yes.
Any last second guesses?
Hold on, where he lives currently?
Where he currently lives.
Where Mel Kiper...
According to Drunk Mike, I have not confirmed
Mel
this.
Mel Kiper currently lives.
I would say Easton, Maryland.
Easton's a good guess. I will go with... I'll go with Kent Island, right over
Bingo,
the bridge.
Bingo, Kent Island.
Oh, very nice.
I mean, same thing, yeah. Yeah.
Makes sense to me. Kent Island's nice. Kent Island is a small, picturesque town right on the water.
Yep,
it's beautiful. I can understand wanting to live in Kent Island, Maryland.
I get it. Mike Marr, can you help me with this here for a little bit? So obviously, I feel like the Jake Paul thing is, you know, this crazy phenomenon where he draws people in and you watch these kind of ridiculous fights. I think he really kind of went over the top with the Tyson fight, right? When you fight like a 60-year-old guy.
That was the breaking point for me.
That was like the breaking point meet, right?
That drew me in for that one event. Never again. Whatever he's doing right now, I am not drawn in.
All right, so let me just ask you. So, I mean, clearly the guy has some ability. Where does he rank in the world? I don't know. Is he 100? Is he 10? I have no idea.
I think he broke into the top 20 at one point.
Yeah, but I don't even know if that's real. But
in cruiserweight division.
He has some ability. There's no question about it. But he's not an elite fighter. He's not fighting this guy, Tank Davis, who I don't know anything about. But
Tank Davis is an unbelievable fighter.
Understood. But that's what I read.
But right? He fights at 135.
He's like 100 pounds. So there's like a 50, 60, 70, 80 pound
short.
Weight difference.
Look, this is
how
what,
do they even sanction this?
This is what Jake Paul does. He's a great salesman. He is an unbelievable salesman.
No, I get it. The fights are very particularly picked. But how do they even sanction this?
It's going to be an exhibition.
It's an exhibition.
Yeah, so it's similar to when Logan Paul fought Floyd Mayweather. There's just such a discrepancy in their weight and height that they have to kind of skirt the rules by
so
making it.
It's not even real. It's not even a real fight. Okay, got it.
It's kind of like the Tyson fight wasn't a real fight.
Well, you knew that. But
the Tyson fight was 2 minute rounds,
that's where he
right?
lost me. But I'm going, okay, this guy's a legit fighter. And it's seeming, is he in the back end of his career? Is he like 30 years old or something? Like what's
Gervonta Davis?
Yeah.
No.
He's in the prime of his career.
He's a Baltimore guy, right?
He's from Baltimore.
Yeah, he's Baltimore.
He's in the prime of his career, but he's like 50, 60 pounds lighter.
He's 30.
So he's definitely, you know, like punching down literally because it's a way smaller guy. But the reason this fight is way more interesting is because, yeah, Tank is in the absolute prime of his career, and he's a knockout artist. He's like 33-0 with 30 knockouts. So
he's only 5'5". I mean, it's going to be – it's not – it's weight, it's height, it's everything. It's going to be, you know, and I don't know if Jake Paul will have to weigh, like if there's a catch weight, or if he could be 220 pounds. I don't know.
I know literally nothing about boxing, but I feel like Tank Davis is going to go in and just dismantle.
Yeah, but there's only so much you can do when you're 130 pounds.
Well, because Jake Paul could smother him and hold him.
Sure.
I'm but yes,
watch it because I
Gervonta
know it's
Davis
be a farce.
Should dismantle
it's gonna,
him.
It's going to be a farce on Netflix. I will not watch it. The last one I watched was an absolute cataclysmic disaster with Mike Tyson.
I got to credit him. I was telling Drab yesterday. So I have in my bedroom, I have a Samsung TV. And it's kind of annoying that when I turn on the TV, it always starts with the Samsung TV channel.
Okay.
And then I need to go to the icons to switch over to YouTube TV or switch it to Netflix or whatever I want to watch. But I had never watched an episode of The Hot Ones. And, you know, the guy that's eating wings.
Yeah,
I
know the concept.
And they had Gary V on the show.
Mm-hmm.
Brett loves Gary V. He's always talking like business stuff. And they did this like quick little bit. I ended up watching it for like 5 minutes where he was talking about, and this was probably 15 years old or 10 years old.
I don't know who Gary V is, by the way.
You've seen him.
Don't know that person.
So
Travis is laughing his ass off at me.
You've probably seen him.
Where have you been?
I mean,
you've seen this guy a million times.
I'll look this person up. But
literally only watches poker videos.
He's not in my world. Gary V. Is it V-E-E? I don't even know.
I think so.
Yeah, I've never seen that person before in my life.
Gary V.
Vaynerchuk?
Yes, that's him.
Yeah, I don't know.
Gary V. was presented.
That's Brett's idol.
He was presented social media sensations at the time, playing some sort of game while they're doing the wings. And it was like, which of these guys do you think still is going to be a thing in 10 years?
Yeah.
And it was Jake Paul when he was like 17 years old. And he was like, that guy's got something. He's going to be something.
Mm-hmm.
So kudos to Jake Paul. I'll say that he, you know, was this kind of wacky kid doing videos. Mm-hmm. And he found kind of this crazy niche. But let's be real. He beat Nate Robinson in a boxing match.
Yeah.
That was his second one. He beat Ben Askren, who almost died recently.
Yeah, but that was different. That was
okay, but Ben Askren couldn't fight. Now, when he beat Tyron Woodley, that's where I was surprised, because Woodley was a UFC champion. Now, he was old.
Well, Askren wasn't a UFC champion, was he? But he was a UFC fighter.
Yes.
So, anybody that's fought in the UFC, you got to give him some respect.
Yes. Now, those guys in particular were wrestlers, not necessarily known for punching.
Right.
But then, you know, he fought Tommy Fury, who's he's Tyson Fury's nephew, I believe.
But he lost to him, right?
He lost to him. That was a real boxer. But Tommy Fury is not even a good boxer. I think he was on Big Brother or something like that and got famous.
He just sounds like a bunch of tomato cans lined his resume.
He's made hundreds of millions.
But look, he's a great businessman. I'm not disputing that whatsoever. I'm just saying that I will never watch him fight. I will never watch him put on boxing gloves and fight another human being.
If you can make a compelling case that a 130-year-old guy, a 130-pound guy...
It's fighting a 130-year-old guy. I would tune in for that.
A 130-pound guy can knock out a guy seemingly is in shape. It's like a 200-pound Jake Paul. I find that hard to believe. That he can't just
right now, the books have Gervonta Davis minus 200.
I don't find it that hard to believe, because a 130-pound dude, he can punch, still punch hard. And if he catches Paul on the chin, he's going down.
I question that.
You question that he can catch him on the chin?
I don't question that he's a far superior boxer, but then how much power can a 130-pound guy have?
Oh, I think he's got plenty of power. If he came in and punched all of us...
I'm a washed-up zero, but a guy like 6 pounds, 200 pounds, riddled with steroids, I would just it'd be hard for me to imagine him knocking him out.
Now I want to bet on a Tank Davis knockout.
I mean, that's the play, because when Tommy Fury fought Jake Paul, Jake Paul got dropped by a jab. When he fought Tyron Woodley, he got dropped and, you know, the ropes kind of had to save him. I think Gervonta Davis...
How heavy was Tyron Woodley?
I think that fight was at 190 pounds. But,
dude, 130 pounds is nothing.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the speed of the punches. All right. You don't think Floyd Mayweather could knock you out? He was fighting at 147.
I don't think he knocked a ton of guys out.
And I'm guessing Davis...
Those are pro boxers. He fought the best of the best.
Other guys that were his weight.
He knocked out plenty of guys. He knocked out Ricky Hatton.
He could knock out a lot of 200-pound guys? I would bet
I think Floyd Mayweather... 200-pound boxers?
I think you're overestimating how...
I think weight is a big factor.
Of course, it's a huge factor.
As you're making it.
I think it's hard for a 130-pound person to knock out a 200-pound person.
When you have one of the best in the world, if not the best in the world, in his weight class, I think he can knock out a 200-pounder. Pretty easily.
That's the thing. Gervonta's game plan is not going to be to, like, you know, drag it into the later rounds, you know, smother him, tire him out. He's going to try to snipe him.
Yeah.
And that's
going
like,
Gervonta
Davis
early.
Is the king of that. So, like, his uppercuts.
I'd have to see it to believe it.
And he's a southpaw. Jake Paul, I'm not sure.
I'm not saying
he's
not a world-class boxer. I'm sure he is. Maybe the greatest in the of his weight class. I have no idea.
He's top five in the world right now, no doubt.
It's hard to imagine knocking out a 200-pound guy that's all loaded up with steroids and, you know, has taken a punch before.
You got a lot of faith in Jake Paul.
Jake Paul's 6'3". I don't doubt that Tank Davis can win because you'll just unload.
So are you with me?
This happens every time.
Are you with me?
I say I'm done. I'll never watch this freak show again. The Mike Tyson thing was so infuriating.
So, of course,
I already know what I'll be doing on November 14th. I'll be watching this dumb thing, hating my life.
Will you just say you agree with me? It's hard to see a 130-pound guy.
I don't think he's going to knock him out. No.
Thank you.
Also, it's an exhibition fight. You got the whole. They probably have a whole plan going in.
All right, they probably have the 16-ounce gloves.
He's going to sue everybody that says it's snitched.
Yeah, he'll turn his wrist like what Woodley did. It'd be a dumb thing all over again.
Do you buy into that?
I buy into every one of these fights is a sham. Yeah.
Yeah. And by the way, isn't Tank Davis probably going to come in at like 145 or 150?
Oh, yeah.
Just because he's walking in around at 130, he can add some weight and come in heavier.
Or he's going to have no weight to cut.
Yeah,
so that's what we need to see. Like,
he probably doesn't care. He's just,
can eat
paycheck.
All the spaghetti he wants.
Yeah, it's a paycheck.
Just because it's an exhibition doesn't mean there's no weight class. Hey. Like, in the contract, like, Jake Paul's not going to be able to weigh over a certain weight.
You guys tell me how it plays out. Okay? You rubes are going to tune in on November 14th and watch this circus
freak
show.
I'll at bare minimum watch the highlights.
As Cowboy Todd would say, it's a rouge.
It's all a rouge.
Yeah. I don't know.
It's the battle of tattoos, by the way. Those guys have so many tattoos, both of them.
When Conor McGregor fought some of these guys, was there a huge weight difference?
He only did one boxing match.
He fought Floyd Mayweather.
They fought at 147, I think.
And they were similar.
Maybe 155. I'd have to check.
I think when they fought, it was like 152. It was like weirdly specific.
Maybe a catch weight. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know, Drab, maybe I'm with you. Maybe I should just get rid of Netflix. If this is
Netflix
what they're
is
offering,
not that good. Netflix
this
is
the fair. Netflix, yeah, but $30 a month.
Squid Game?
I mean, I like Squid Game, but I can live without it.
Right.
I know the whole Squid Game.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Universe.
Blueprint. I know what happens.
Has anybody watched the Hard Knocks, by the way? Is it good?
I haven't watched 1 second.
The off-season Hard Knocks?
Buffalo Bills.
Yeah.
I've heard it's butt boring.
Really?
That's what I've heard.
Oh, okay. Same old deal.
The next time I watch Josh Allen, he'll be playing the Baltimore Ravens on, I think, Sunday Night Football.
So you won't watch Hard Knocks when the Commanders are featured because they're doing the NFC East?
No. You know why? Because I like games.
On a Wednesday night or something where you're sitting there playing online poker, you won't have it on in the background?
Probably not.
I think I would. For sure I would.
Oh, I'm going to be locked in.
If there's cameras behind, I mean... Will Adam Peters reveal anything while the Hard Knocks cameras are watching? Probably not.
No, of course
probably not.
Probably not.
I would like to see a candid moment, but I'm not sure he's capable of it.
I don't think you're going to see that.
He doesn't seem to give
you're
going to
see
anything.
Adam Peters with his guard up.
I think Dan Quinn might give you a candid moment, but I don't think Adam Peters will.
No.
The in-season last year with the AFC North was incredible. Like watching the teams in their film room like break down the opponent leading up to the game, it was super interesting because normally it's just a bunch of, you know, jamokes running around with pads on that aren't going to make the team in the middle of the offseason or like in the middle of July. So
I haven't watched any of the America's Team for the Dallas Cowboys on Netflix, but I did chuckle when I saw the clip of Jimmy Johnson talking about how he was so pissed after a loss on the flight back home when the flight attendant was about to start giving meals to the players. He's like, they're not eating. They played so poorly. You're not feeding these guys. No food on the flight. That kind of made me chuckle. That's some old school NFL head coaching right there.
1-800-636-1067 is the number if you want to chime in on anything. Coming up next, we have our Junkies Weekend Parlay. Then at 8 o'clock, a couple of announcements you don't want to miss. We're the Junkies. Be right back.
When your agency's mission is in motion, you need a partner built to lead from the front. At OSI Federal Technologies, they help federal agencies take command, delivering trusted IT solutions across defense, intelligence, and civilian sectors. OSI Federal Technologies is a service-disabled, veteran-owned small business backed by top OEMs and distribution partners. From the gridiron to the front lines, integrity, service, and results always win. OSI Federal Technologies, delivering mission success one command at a time. OSIFederal.com.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of the Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to the Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.